the fifth case of the day, Nordin versus Ashcroft. Ms. Ming.
Yes, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Remember me? Saw you 25 years ago when you were a U.S. attorney.
Well, if I was a U.S. attorney, it was 30 years ago.
30 years. Your Honor, I've been an immigration lawyer practitioner for 30 years, 25 maybe. This is the first time I'm before you here at the Seventh Circuit. I'm really nervous. This is the immigration...
That's okay. I'm nervous too. Go ahead.
Yes. This is the immigration case. My client, Nordin Ahmed, came to United States on March 15, year of 2000. As soon as he entered, he stayed in the immigration jail for 4 months. And with the assistance of a very good immigration lawyer, Donald he filed a political asylum before the immigration judge. On March the 12th, 2001, the immigration judge denied his political asylum withholding of removal and the protection under the torture convention. All three. And then my client Ahmed filed appeal before the BIA, the agency, and which was subsequently denied with a one line denial with no opinion given by the BIA. And that was December 31st, 2002. At that time, there was no appeal filed before the agency. Rather, within 30 days, there was a motion to reconsider filed by Mr. Ahmed. And then by May 21, 2003, there was a denial again from the BIA. And again was denied about his motion to reconsider. Now, in the denial, it says Ahmed has filed the appeal, filed the motion to reconsider by using the same reason that was mentioned in his appeal. That was the reason of denial. Now, and from the May 21 denial, we filed appeal timely within 30 days. That's why we're before you right now. Now, my opponent responded with their briefs stating that we do not have the jurisdiction before you right now. And I must say, because time is so limited, I must say that we do have jurisdiction, not only we're mentioning our brief.
But the problem I have with your case is that whether or not you have a good case on the merits, what is the error when a court says we're not going to consider a motion to reconsider, which doesn't say anything new, which just repeats what you made when you first appealed? I don't
know. Your Honor, that in the ACFR 1003, I believe, that the motion to reconsider, you need not to be really getting a new facts or new law.
Can you just resubmit the brief you filed the first time and call that a motion to reconsider?
Yes, and they ask...
No, that doesn't make any sense. You could file the same thing every week or something.
But you know that Mr. Ahmed has all his rights to exhaust all the administrative remedies, namely to file all these motions.
But he could have appealed to this court from that first denial. What's the point of filing a motion for reconsideration, which is identical to the appeal that's already been rejected?
The reason is the one-sentence denial from the BIA doesn't say anything. We don't know what they are.
Look, you denied my appeal without giving a reason. It was a great appeal, and you ought to reconsider and give us reasons. But as I understand it, that is not what the motion to reconsider says. Motion to reconsider just resubmitted the same reasons. It didn't give a reason for reconsideration.
Your Honor, that
the usual argument is that you should reconsider because you made a mistake, you overlooked something. You didn't say that.
It did. It did sit all in there, and actually is in the case file in the whole file in there. That it did say, not in my brief. Okay, not in my brief on the motion to reconsider. There was a denial from the BIA, the second denial, but I did not put it in there. But it's in the case that. And mention about all the standards that the IJ made mistakes in interpreting the law, everything in there. There were four elements that were in there.
But according to the board, maybe it's not true. It says that the respondent, your client, and reiterates arguments already considered. Rather than giving a reason why the case should be reconsidered.
And that's why, Your Honor, we are coming forward to present this matter to you. We would like you to review all three mistakes that have made.
But you really haven't discussed what is the standard for reviewing denials of reconsideration?
Yes,
it
that's
can't
where
be the same as the standard for reviewing the original
correct,
decision.
Correct, Your Honor, that's where I'm coming to. That the standard burden of proof standard is higher. The burden of proof is harder for my client to present it to you that the errors that the agency has made. It is higher, and we will be glad to present that. We recognize that it is different from the appeal, if there was ever appeal before you, which was not done actually.
Well, according to the government, a motion to citing a BIA case, motion to reconsider requests the original decision be reexamined in light of additional legal arguments, a change of law, or an argument or aspect of the case that was overlooked. So did you specify those in the motion to reconsider as the grounds for reconsideration?
Yes, it was in there.
Did you want to reserve some time, Ms. Ming, for rebuttal?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Townsend?
My name is, may I please support, my name is Tom Palsy, and I'm representing the respondent in this case. As Judge Posner pointed out in his questioning to petitioner's counsel, petitioner has a huge jurisdictional
Where is the motion to reconsider anywhere?
Your Honor, it should be in the administrative record, and also
Is it in our record?
Yes, Your Honor, an administrative record. And it's
you know where in the administrative record?
It's also in the back of the petitioner's brief, Your Honor.
On reconsideration?
Yes, it is page A2, Your Honor.
No, that's the board's. That's the board's order denying.
Oh, the motion to reconsider. Oh, I'm sorry, Your Honor. I do have a copy of it myself.
Is it in the record?
Yes, Your Honor. It's if you look at AR-13, please.
What's AR-13?
Administrative record, page 13, Your Honor. I'm sorry.
That doesn't do it. I don't see a motion to reconsider there. Do you have a copy? Maybe you did show us a copy.
No, Your Honor, I just have my outline of it.
Ms. Ming, do you have a copy?
No, I'm sorry, I didn't bring it.
But my notes indicate that it was page number, starts at page number 13 in administrative record. And goes on to page 16, 18.
It's not listed in it. Wait a second. Is it the January 30th motion to reopen? Is that what it is? I have it.
No, Your Honor. It specifically states motion to reconsider. That would be the 13 would be the number in the lower right-hand corner of the administrative record.
I'm sorry. I missed your answer.
Motion
to reconsider pursuant to HCFR something or other. File on January 30th, 2001?
Yes, Your Honor. That would be under AFR, HCFR 3.2, or 1003.2 now. But as Judge Posner pointed out, the time for a petition to file a petition review of the Board's affirmance without opinion of the immigration judge's denial of the petitioner's application for asylum and withholding from Somalia and protection under the Convention on Torture was by the end of January 2003 because of the Board's original affirmance without opinion on December 31st, 2002. They didn't do that. The Court has held that the requirement for a petition to be reviewed to be filed within 30 days in 242B1 of the Immigration and Nationality Act is mandatory and jurisdictional. That's consistent with the Supreme Court's decision in Stone versus INS considering the predecessor provision to 232B1. And
what do you think is the scope of review of a denial?
Definitely abuse of discretion, Your Honor.
And it was not an abuse of discretion.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because, as you pointed out, it's basically, if you look at the brief to the Board, it's basically the same thing with a couple of paragraphs added to it, therefore, the petitioner did throw out pattern and practice in that, but in support of an argument of pattern and practice of his clan, the Mitchin clan in Somalia, he did all he did was put the regulation on pattern and practice and then used the exact text that he previously used to argue a well-founded fear of persecution.
Same text, did you say?
The same text, Your Honor. And he also complained about the fact that, which he made also the same point in motion to reconsider, that this isn't fair, the affirmance without opinion, you're just reconfirming the IJ's errors, therefore you're forcing me to file a motion to consider. Well, that's wrong. Their remedy, which was provided under the INA, was to file a petition for review to this court. And in the petitioner's brief, as you noted, they clearly used the substantial evidence standard, which is not the standard for review in this case. But, I see my time is ending here. We want to make 3 points, that the court does not have jurisdiction over the board's affirmance without opinion of the immigration judge's denial of asylum, withholding removal and protection of the convention, and that the petitioner waived her argument to challenge the motion to reconsider that the board denied, and if the court does not find waiver, that the board did not abuse its discretion because the petitioner made no new arguments in the motion to reconsider. And I would be happy to take any questions.
Apparently not. Thank you, Mr. Chowsley. Ms. Ming.
Thank you. Your Honor, I just want to mention the ACFR 1000.3 said very clearly, motion to reconsider. It says you have to say whatever the new facts or any new law, which Mr. Chadwick has mentioned to that. The first time around, the agency had a discretion, just one line denial is really shake the conscience of all the practitioners, and there's no explanation whatsoever. The second time, I think Mr. Chadwick, on behalf of Mr. Ahmed, is trying to push the board to reconsider. He timely filed within 30 days. If you look very clearly, it looks like the format is the same.
It's just the same brief over again.
Yes, if you look at clearly, it looks like the same format, but the section of the law he was citing to file for the motion to reconsider is different. The rebuttal is different. And basically, he mentioned about the law.
But what he says is, toward the end of that long motion, he says, I'm trying to be more concise and hope, make it clearer to you. Well, that's just not a basis for a reconsideration.
Even though, as it may, but that first denial that Mr. Chadwick did not file appeal. The second one, we're before you now, and I do think this court has a obligation to look into what's wrong, what's the discretion that the board has used, BIA has used, the agency has used to deny the second time around. You cannot say the first time you're using the same facts, and I look at it and I just throw it out. Because the immigration judge's decision was totally discretionary and totally out of line with the law. That's why we're before you here. And I do think this court has a duty, if you will, to look into, if not to the previous denial, must be this denial, and to see whether the discretion by the board is reasonable or not.
But isn't the time for us to focus on that is when we get an appeal from the BIA?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
But isn't the time to focus on that at a time when we're reviewing the BIA decision, isn't it?
So is that we meet the standards of the higher standards and the harder burden of proof, I think it will be all right. And besides that judge, if we try to use all the administrative remedies, he has a right to do that,
including
the one before you.
Okay,
I have nothing further. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Ms. Ming. Salisbury, the case is taken under advisement. Stand in recess.